In today's gospel, our blessed Lord tells us, quite simply, ask and you shall receive. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. We have a new devotion at St. Gertrude the Great. Nothing new there, but this one is just for children and children of a certain age. I call it the Good Behavior Medal. This medal is given to children to wear, certain children, special ones, just for church each week. It's not an award, rather it's a guarantee. Little Joseph proudly wears it now and has been, I think, properly transformed. It's almost miraculous. The medal has the little baby Jesus on one side, the doctor of the sick, and the Holy Child is there because that would be professional courtesy. And on the other side, of course, would be our Blessed Mother. I brought back a great bunch of these medals from Mexico a year ago, and they ended up in the bottom of a drawer. And you know what happens when you have cords together in a drawer? They do odd things, and they get all bundled and tangled up together. Has that ever happened with your rosary as you carry it in your pocket? It happens to me from time to time, and you wonder where all the knots come from. For Angel Sunday in September, we used to give the little ones a guardian angel medal on a ribbon. But it seemed that if you just looked at those ribbons the wrong way, a bit like some people I know, why, they got themselves all knotted up. So eventually we decided to go to stickers instead. Well, last Sunday, after the High Mass, I was back in Helfte Hall bragging on Joseph's good behavior miracle and recommending the same medal for Madeline. I was speaking with her grandmother and great-grandmother. And so I brought all of the medals out in a bunch. And then I tried my best to get even one out of the jumble unsuccessfully. And Grandpa John, he tried and he managed something, but it was Ina who did the very best work with her nails, you see. She went right to the knot and she undid it. A mother's nails. Now, I probably would have thought that those long talons on some ladies are meant to be perhaps fierce with their war paint colors, and on others purely ornamental. I think they wear a little floral design sometimes now. But no, they're part of a mother's basic equipment. They're for knots. Quite handy, because you need a bit of nail to get things undone. So, while I can't imagine Our Lady doing up her nails, she does, as the prayer says, have long fingers of mercy. Her inexhaustible patience, that means, which gets the knots undone. All of this Mother's Day, makes me think of one of a mother's main jobs. Surely it is to undo the jumble of knots. Maybe it's a shoelace for a little one, or it's a knotted tummy for a child's first day at school. The child goes to mom, and she takes care of it. Now, mind you, she has knots of her own as well to deal with, along with those of the children. Mothers need a mother, too. She will encounter knots so tightly tied that the sharpest talons would not help. And while prenatal care and cradle and crib all take their toll on a mother, as does all of childhood, and then that strange new world of adolescence. They say the teen years can be trying. But I'm thinking especially today of adult children. I use the term advisedly. I mean the kind that are more children than adult, Oh, how I wish I could lasso some of them and get one of these good behavior medals around their necks. Children, having children, behaving like children, and you have to ask, well, who's the mommy here, or who'll be the daddy? Adults who abuse adult beverages or do drugs whose very use is an abuse. Adult children who could use a good behavior medal, and not just on Sundays, though that would be a start. Examine any one of these knots and see how tightly it is tied in any family. I mean, old memories and new resentments, weak wills, hard feelings, and moral failings. Why, it's enough to leave any mother's tummy twisted in knots with worry. Mothers need a mother too, someone to whom they can go with the knots and then lay them in her lap. Mothers, don't feel bad when you face this kind of knot. Mother Church herself these days does. And what a mess it leaves the house. Here we have, on the one hand, a seeming hierarchy without the faith and thus without authority. And then we have true Catholics with no earthly head or governance. And everywhere, everyone's got themselves tied up in knots. Go here, go there, go nowhere. Conflicting feelings and claims and stories and speculations and scenarios. Is it sound doctrine or ignorant superstition? Sometimes there's something to be said, it seems, for both sides. But to look at it, it's just a jumble of knots. A few years ago, Marge gave me this booklet called Mary, Undoer of Knots, Infallible Novena. There's a picture on the cover that I put in today's bulletin, painted by an anonymous artist in the year 1700. It's seen over the altar at St. Peter's Church at Perlaken in Germany. The painting, it seems, was inspired by one of the most ancient teachings about our Blessed Mother, which goes back to St. Irenaeus of Lyon, who was a disciple of the disciple of the beloved disciple, St. John. He wrote, Eve, by her disobedience, tied the knot of disgrace for the human race. To the contrary, Mary, by her obedience, undid it. Mary, by her obedience, undid it. And thus the title, Mary, Untire of Knots. In the painting, there are two angels surrounding the Mother of God. One holds up to her this jumble of knotted ribbon, and that's your life, full of complicated consequences of sin. Original sin and your own sins, which aren't so original at all. And then Mary, in the painting, you see, takes the ribbon of your life from the angel's hands, and with the long fingers of love, she undoes each one of those knots. And then she passes the ribbon, completed, smooth and straight, to the hands of a waiting angel who looks at you as if to say, there, now it's all done. That which is part of any mother's job description most of all describes what the Blessed Mother does for us all. As I was working on this sermon this week, a memory came back to me from the long ago, maybe 30 years, at our old church. One of the Lamping boys, who was a preschooler, mother was not to be had, and I think he reasoned, well, father would maybe do just as well. And I remember he came up with his shoelaces maybe knotted, or maybe the shoe itself had come off, but he came up silently, and he never said a word. But he just looked up and presented the shoe trustingly, confident that Father, in this case, would take care of it. This is the attitude. This is the gospel. Ask, and you shall receive. You don't have to say anything, any particular words or formula to ask. Just bring her the knot, and she'll work it out. She'll undo it. You'll see. I don't think you'll surprise her with any of your situations. She knew plenty of knots in her own day. Remember, she is a wife and a mother. After the Annunciation, with the divine child growing within her, how could she not notice Joseph, her husband, wondering and worrying? And how Our Lady must have longed to relieve his anxiety, but no one told her she could say anything, and she did not. But what a knot that was for them both. And then that sword, what could that mean? A sword, Simeon said, will pierce thine own soul. And then right afterwards, that flight down the desert to Egypt with a little child clutched for safety and life itself to her heart. But most of all, I think it was the fifth joyful mystery, the 3 days lost, and Our Lady wondering with St. Joseph, where could the boy be? Will he be safe? He was only 12 years old. And why did he leave? Was it our unworthiness? Have I offended him in some way? She humbled her heart and she searched it, her knotted heart within, as well as searching amongst her acquaintance and kin to find him in sorrow. Today, rain or shine, we crown her, Mary, our Queen, this blessed mother of ours, but we remember as we do so, and every day, the words of the little flower, St. Therese, she is more mother than queen. And if a mother, no more so than when you go to her, not with one, but with a great big jumble of knots, maybe each one carries the name of one of your children or grandchildren, or maybe it holds some of the secret hurts of your own heart. You have only to go and to ask, lay the knot in her lap, ask, and you shall receive. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.